Press TV. A ministerial meeting of the non-aligned movement is underway in Iran's capital, Tehran. The meeting was opened by Egyptian Deputy Foreign Minister. He handed over NAM's presidency to Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi. Now, the meeting has approved a document drafted in an expert-level meeting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is scheduled to arrive in the Iranian capital on Wednesday. He's visiting Tehran to take part in the 16th summit of the non-aligned movement. During his visit, he'll meet with leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. He'll also meet with President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Iran's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency says Tehran will never give up its right to enrich uranium. Ali Asghar Sotanieh was speaking on the sidelines of the non-aligned movement. Iran says it's entitled to uranium enrichment as a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. A deadly car bomb blast in the Syrian capital, Damascus, claims a dozen lives. The explosion rocked a residential area. Nearly 50 people were also injured. It's the latest explosion to target a Syrian city since the deadly unrest began in the country almost 18 months ago. Egypt's President Mohamed Morsi says he opposes military action against Syria. He was speaking ahead of his trips to China and Iran. Morsi says Cairo wants to intervene peacefully to bring the unrest in Syria to an end. He's proposing the formation of a regional contact group on Syria. Over the death of an American activist back in 2003, the court said Rachel Kerr was accidentally crushed by an Israeli bulldozer during a protest in Rafah. She was protecting a Palestinian home from demolition. A truck bomb explosion kills at least four people and injures more than 20 others in southern Afghanistan. Most of the victims were civilians. The bomb went off near the vehicle of provincial police chief as he was passing in the city of Kandahar. He survived with minor injuries. Sources at Venezuela's largest oil refinery say a deadly fire at the site has been extinguished. The news comes hours after authorities said the blaze had engulfed a third fuel storage tanker at Amoy's refinery. Nearly 50 people were killed in the fire, which was sparked by a gas leak.